And he went somewhere and came back, and all of it was gone. That was the dream. And I told him, whenever you say something is mine, that thing becomes your God, because you are so attached to it that you would do anything to keep it, you would do anything to keep it well, keep it get fat, to keep it become bigger, and you work, your whole life depends on that thing which you call yours. If you say my nose, your nose becomes your God. You say my hand, your hand becomes your God. Your bank account becomes your God. My wife, your wife becomes your God. My children, your children becomes your God. My house, your house becomes your God. So when we say La ilaha illallah, one of the meaning of the La ilaha illallah is that these gods which I just mentioned, none of them is worth to worship except Allah. For, you know, if your house becomes your God, it goes away. Your wife goes away, your children go away, your mother goes away. Whatever you say, my, you cannot keep it. So how could it be yours? Even when you say, my life, well, if it is your life, why don't you keep it? Why don't you not die? You have nothing. I mean, that doesn't mean that you realize all these things are lent to you. They are not yours. They are lent to you, they are Allah Ta'ala's property for a short while till He decides to take it back from you and give it to somebody else. It's not yours. That is again His grace, His mercy, because if He would stay with you, that would be your God. Another thing which one should remember in Ramadan, there is a hadith to the hadith you could see actually, that the best of men is the one who is good to others. I mentioned that at the beginning of the Ramadan, that you should make it your duty just to serve everything which is around you. Your wife, your children, your neighbors, your brothers in Islam, other human beings who are in need, birds and beasts and dogs and plants, air, earth. If you want to please Allah Ta'ala. I'm sure you all know that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is trying to teach Allah Ta'ala to Bani Israel. And at one point, some said that, well, you are telling us all this God of yours, why don't you invite Him for dinner? We will make a feast so that we will see Him. And of course Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was extremely mad. He said, my Lord does not eat, not like anything which He has created. And they insisted, and He went up the mountain Allahu Ta'ala reprimanded him and he said that my servants are inviting me for dinner and why don't you tell me, you know, that they invited me for dinner, my Lord. I mean, how could I say that you come to a dinner? Yeah? He said, oh yeah, well, tell them such and such day to prepare and I'll come for dinner. So they prepared fantastic dinner and so there came an old man and said, I'm very hungry, can I have some food? They said, come on, Allah is coming for dinner and we need some water, why don't you go and fetch some water instead? And he said, but I'm dying out of hunger, can't I have something? I'll just wait, you know, that God is going to come and then we will all eat together. And they said, they didn't feed him. And so poor man went away and then a thin dog came, you know, and again smelling, they kicked him and chased away and then God didn't show up and they were very angry at Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. They said, well, you see, I mean, you talked to us about this God and you promised that he was going to come and he didn't come. Moses is, you know, both angry to everybody. He goes up the mountain. When he used to get angry, that hair would stand up, you know, come out from his clothes. And my Lord, he said, I'm killing myself to teach those people that you exist. And you say you're going to come, you didn't show up. Oh, but Musa, I did come. He said, what do you mean you did come? Nobody came. He said, oh, yes, I did. He said, when that old man came, I was with him. If you would have fed him, you would have fed me. He said, I would have been. And then you kicked him away, you sent him away. Then I came with a dog. And you didn't feed the dog, and I was with the dog. And if you would have fed the dog, he would have fed me, he said. Yeah. Best of us is the one who is good to others. But alas, we are not even good to ourselves. Salaam alaikum. Don't look forward to the Eid. Try to hold on to the very few days which is left for us. Oh, but Ramadan is going to come again. Yeah, well, it certainly will. But the point is, are we going to be here? Best communication is silence. So who was he? Did you find out?
Yes, Baba. His name is Fuad. His parents are from Egypt.
Come close.
His parents are from Egypt. He's 18 years old.
He's from Egypt.
Finished from high school. He's working as a manager for two McDonald's fast food places in
Albany.
So
he was here with his family or?
His parents.
I see.
A lady who comes here often, she is close friends
his
with
mother?
His parents. Yeah, his mother. It's his first time here.
Okay.